Within the simulation, the search for the creator. Chapter 4, taking it to the next level. With each passing moment, the game grows more dangerous, more unpredictable. If in fact it is a game, or something greater, more far-reaching. The gamekeeper, hidden behind layers of code and illusion, is raising the stakes. Timmy, Trey, Fatima, and Arvi, their paths having intertwined, their realities having shifted, now are being tested in ways they never could have anticipated. The familiar becomes the foreign, the ordinary becomes the extraordinary, and the rules of reality seem to change at every turn. Each step forward pulls them deeper into the game's labyrinth, closer to answers, or perhaps closer to losing everything they've ever known. But in a game like this, nothing is certain. And survival, that's just the beginning. There is the sound of a busy city street, cars honking, distant sirens, and people talking, but suddenly it stops. Reality itself seems to hiccup. The four characters in the book feel the world shift around them in unexpected ways. Timmy stands in front of a structure, scratching his head, confused, mumbling to himself. Wait, this isn't my garage. And who the hell is that woman working inside anyway? He looks around, bewildered. A woman he doesn't recognize, named June, waves at him from the office. Timmy checks his phone and sees unfamiliar pictures of himself with this new woman. And the scene shifts from Timmy's garage to another workplace. It's Fatima's particle accelerator, where she conducts business as a scientist. She looks at Trey with a slight grin, a hint of playfulness in her voice. Enjoying your field trip to the particle accelerator, Trey? You're about to witness an experiment that might just crack the code of existence itself. Or at least let us peek into the building blocks of reality. Trey, in turn, checks his watch repeatedly with a nervous chuckle. Creation and cracks in the matrix, huh? Seems like my kind of thing. Suddenly, alarms flare. Machines hum louder than usual. The lights flicker inside. A scientist in a panicked voice yells, "We're detecting a microscopic black hole, only it's not decaying, it's expanding." He then yells, "That thing keeps growing." Trey grabs Fatima's arm. "We need to move, now." The two dash toward an emergency exit in the lab, but everything around them seems to warp and bend like a funhouse mirror. Trey kicks the door open, they run outside, dashing down the street and away from what could be a black hole. They run endlessly before stopping. Fatima looks at Trey suspiciously, her eyes accusatory.
How do you know so much about what's happening, Trey? Almost like you're a scientist or you've seen this before.
And Trey, also trying to gather his wind, says defensively but grinning,
"Hey, I'm just trying to survive. But yeah, maybe I know a thing or two about glitches."
The scene cuts to Arvi in her yoga studio. As she teaches a class, the floors rumble. The walls begin to crack and stretch like they're made of rubber. Arvi, shouting, says,
"What's happening? Everyone, leave your mats, get out."
The ground splits beneath her feet. She stumbles but catches herself. The exit door now opens to a completely different location, a bright, unfamiliar cityscape. All of the four characters find themselves in a new, slightly altered version of their previous environments. They've crossed over, moved deeper into the layers of this strange simulation, but why and who or what is truly behind it? Back at the garage, Timmy continues to wrestle with reality. He says to June, who is the new woman in his life, but apparently also someone who's been there a while, June, right? How long have we been married? June looks at him, amused, but also suspicious. She smiles, slightly confused, but says, "We've been married 20 years, Timmy. Are you all right?" Timmy's face is twisted with confusion, his brow furrowed. But there's also a slow realization that things are not what they seem. Meanwhile, he's not looking for any cracks in the code. He's just trying to make sense of his new reality. Trey and Fatima continue to linger in the outside air, a safe distance away from the particle accelerator lab. Fatima is tense, nearly whispering.
"You must know something, Trey. You seem to know a lot more than you're letting on to."
And Trey grins, but evasively says, "Well, let's just say that I'm good at spotting patterns, and this is definitely a glitch." Fatima watches him closely, her suspicions growing. All four characters independently navigate their surroundings. Timmy tries to interact with June and his new neighbors, realizing they remember a different version of reality. Fatima and Trey explore familiar places in the city, which are now different or altered or distorted. And Arvi, recovering from the shock of it all, tries to reorient herself in the changed, studio-turned, new yoga building.
"Well, at least I got an upgrade," she says.
A contractor would have cost a fortune. And Trey says,
"Look at the breaks of this all.
We get away from exes, people who hold vendettas against us, bill collectors, a whole new start. People would travel across the ocean for this kind of opportunity." Fatima says, "But what about our friends and our families?" And Trey says, "Oh, don't worry, they'll be here. They just may not look or act like we're used to them acting. But they'll be here."
That's the great part about this. Apparently, it replicates itself only in different ways, in different shapes, in different forms.
His eyes light up. Consider it a vacation. While this unfolds, the setting shifts to a dark, mysterious control room, filled with scenes displaying various parts of the simulation. Timmy at his garage, Trey and Fatima outside on the street, gazing at the particle accelerator in the distance, and Arvi at our altered yoga studio. The gamekeeper is standing in front of the screens, hands clasped behind his back, his face tense and contemplative. Lance, his assistant, stands beside him, looking equally perplexed.
The gamekeeper is frustrated, muttering to himself, "I wanted to create a disturbance, a little nudge to move these four along to the next level, but nothing like this. This wasn't my design, it wasn't my coding. This was supposed to be like a staircase, an escalator, an elevator that takes them to the wrong floor, which opens to a different building.
The usual transitions, but black holes, different wives and neighbors, changed yoga studios?"
He turns to Lance, venting his frustration. "This was supposed to be a simple change to move them to the next level. It was nearly catastrophic. Do you know what a black hole can do? Even one within a simulation?" Lance, raising an eyebrow, responds incredulously. He is sarcastic, slightly mocking in his tone.
"You mean to tell me you didn't know what you were doing?"
The gamekeeper looks back at the screens, his expression growing more unsettled.
Well, maybe I did. Maybe I don't know my own strength."
He leans closer to the screens, watching Trey, Fatima, Timmy, and Arvi struggle with their new realities, searching for a way forward. Lance, more serious now, says, "So what's the plan? Do we just let them figure it out? Or are you going to intervene?" And the gamekeeper is thoughtful, almost uncertain. "I wanted them to see, to learn. But now I wonder, Am I losing control of this? Is there something else at play? Or am I both the one observing and also being observed?
A tense silence follows, the hum of the screens the only sound in the room. Lance turns to him and says, "So, the boss has a boss. Since when does a gamekeeper, you, have a boss?" And the gamekeeper says, shrugging, "Who knows? Maybe I've always had one, and I've merely been his lackey, like you think you're mine."